Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas, Sara Malka Basar Bitzchak. We are in Masechta Uktin. We are in the first parak Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. We have been in the discussion of what types of extensions are considered tame, and which ones are not considered which are considered yados, handles, and which ones are not considered shomrim. So today our Mishnah will discuss that very group. Elu mitaminu mitamin, these foods, the following are able to contract tuma from the food and convey tuma to the food, but they cannot be considered part of the food. Velo mitstarfin, they can't be part of the food for calculating the minimum size of a beitza in order to convey and contract a sense of tumas ochlin. Shrashe ashumba betzolma kaflutos bisman shem yevashim, they're included in this group where it can convey and contract tuma, but it can't be mitzdarif, it can't join together to create the minimum size. That group includes the roots of garlic, onion, and leek when they're dry, and also the stalk that's not directly above the food. So in other words, not the part of the central stalk of the onion, garlic, or leek. If it rises directly on top of it, that would be included. This is not. And the handle of a grapevine branch, which gives a cut section of a grapevine, the branch is not edible, but it does become a yad, since it serves as the natural handle for the cluster of grapes, but not the entire branch. It's only the part that holds the cluster, one tefach on each side. Yada eshko kolshehu, the handle of the cluster of grapes, whatever the length is, right? Vizanam shel eshkol shirikno, and also the tail of the cluster once it has been emptied. In other words, once you've taken off the grape. Viyara mechabit shel tamara, and the arba tvachim, the four tvachim of the part of the palm, of the date palm that in the old days would have made up a part of a broom. Vekana shel shibola shlosha tvachim, and the stalk of the ear of a corn, are three tvachim, and it's three tvachim of the handle of all crops that get cut. But if it's not normal to cut the parts, then the handle and the root, whatever the length may be, is not going to. In all of these cases, these things are going to convey tuma and they're going to contract tuma, but they're not going to combine, they're not considered shomrim. Elu lo mitamin v'lo mitamin v'lo mitzdarfin. There are certain appendages that are not considered shomrim. They don't just merely guard the fruit, and therefore they're not going to be mitzdarf with the fruit, nor are they considered yados, so they can't convey the tuma to and from the fruit. And so the Mishnah says those things include shrashi klusei akruv, the roots of a kohlrabi, right? The edible part of the kohlrabi is round and fleshy, and then there are branch-like roots that come out of them, and the vegetable sellers cut them off, so they're never shomrim or yados. The chufos tradim v'alafas, and the regenerating roots, so the spinach beet and the turnip, says since again this it's grown for the leaf. And not for the roots. Since the leaves are going to grow again afterwards, if the roots left in the ground, it's perennial spinach. And in that situation, the roots don't function as a shomer or a yad. Eshadarkanli gazis v'nekru, when we have plants that are normally clipped but were uprooted, those things are also not mitzdarif. And they're not considered handles, and they're not considered guards. They're not shomrim, and they're not yados, and so therefore they are not going to convey tuma, and they're not going to join to make the minimum size of tuma. Rabbi Yossi mitami bechulon umatar b'shrashay klusei akruv balafes. Rabbi Yossi says all of these things are going to be tame, except for the root of the kohlrabi stem and of the turnip. Those things are so removed, they're going to be tahor. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a phenomenal, fantastic day.